Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Arcade Developers Limited Q4 FY2026 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Jain, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Thank you, and over to you.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you for Arcade Developers Limited earning conference call for the fourth quarter and annual results. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all of you for taking the time to join us today. We have on call with us our independent director, Mr. Abhishek Dev, Mr. Samsit Shipte, CFO, Ms. Dipti Nair, Head of Marketing. We have shared our earnings presentation. I hope you all must have had the chance to go through it. FY25-26 has been a defining year for Arcade. It was a year where we not only expanded our business footprint, but also strengthened our commitment towards creating value-led development and building long-standing communities. The Indian real estate sector, and Mumbai in particular, continued to demonstrate strong resilience and momentum. Home ownership today has evolved significantly beyond necessity. Today's consumers seek aspirational lifestyles, superior experiences, enhanced connectivity, and long-term value creation. We have witnessed a meaningful transition in customer preferences towards premium and luxury housing and integrated living experiences. At Arcade, we have remained committed to our philosophy of sustainable growth with disciplined execution. During the year, we continued strengthening our project pipeline through a balanced mix of redevelopment opportunities and strategic land acquisition across key micro markets in MMR region. Our focus has always remained on creating projects that offer strong customer appeal while ensuring healthy profitability and efficient capital deployment. We have added approximately 20% manpower in our front-ending team of execution and sales department in line with our growth plan. Furthermore, I wish to draw your attention to an exceptional item. In financial year 26, Arcade Developers completed the strategic acquisition of Filmistan Private Limited, a marquee and high-value property located in the premium residential micro-market of Goregaon West, off SV Road, Mumbai. The acquisition represents a landmark transaction for the company, given the property's unique heritage, historical significance, and prime location advantages. The transaction comprised two distinct components: outright acquisition of land. Arcade Developers acquired the underlying land parcel from Aspen Properties and Kamanwala Housing for a consideration of 165 crore Indian rupees, which was fully paid in January 25. Consequently, the ownership of the land now vests directly with Arcade Developers. B part, acquisition of tenancy rights through Filmistan Private Limited. Filmistan Private Limited held tenancy and opening rights related to Filmistan Studios property, which historically had been utilized for movie shoots, advertising production, and allied entertainment activities. The tenancy rights were valued at approximately 182.6 crores. Pursuant to the transactions, Filmistan Private Limited became a wholly owned subsidiary of Arcade Developers. Subsequently, to simplify the holding structure, and consolidate complete ownership rights directly under Arcade Developers. The tenancy rights were merged from Filmistan Private Limited and transferred directly to Arcade Developers. As a result of this structuring exercise, the tenancy rights recorded in Filmistan Private Limited have been written off, adjusted, resulting in one-time exceptional accounting impact of ₹182.17 crore in the consolidated financial statements for the period. This acquisition was highly competitive due to the rarity and strategic importance of the asset. The company intends to develop a landmark Uber luxury residential project. The proposed development is expected to significantly strengthen Arcade Developers' positioning in the residential luxury segment and serve as a benchmark for the company's future premium developments. Based on current estimates and subject to final approvals and design configuration, expected GDV of the project is 3,500 crore. Estimated cumulative bottom line contribution over next 3 to 5 years, ₹1,000 to 1,200 crore. This project is expected to become one of company's flagship developments and a defining milestone in Arcade Developers' long-term growth trajectory. Additionally, I am delighted to share that last evening we signed an MOU for securing the rights for cluster redevelopment of 9 societies at Ashok Nagar in Kandivali East, having an estimated RERA carpet area of 3.25 lakh square feet with a GDV projected of 1100 crores. To summarize, Arcade continues to distinguish itself with our execution-first mindset. We strongly believe that value creation in real estate does not come merely from owning land. It comes from timely execution, customer trust, and delivering projects with consistency and quality. Beyond numbers and business achievements, this year has also been about reinforcing our brand philosophy, creating homes that enrich lives and build stronger communities. We remain optimistic about the opportunities ahead and are confident that Arcade is well positioned to participate meaningfully in the next phase of growth. I would now like to invite our Head of Marketing, Ms. Dipti Nair, to share insights on market trends, consumer behavior, and Arcade's brand journey.
Thank you, Mr.
Singh,
and a very good evening, everyone.
I'm sorry, your audio is not clear.
Thank you, Mr. Jay. Very good evening, everyone. It is my pleasure to address all of you today, and I sincerely appreciate your continued trust, support, and association with Arcade. FY25-26 has been a year of significant evolution within the real estate, residential real estate landscape. Historically, mid-segment launches dominated the MMR market. However, luxury segment has now surged in FY25, matching mid-segment activity and trend that has strengthened in the 9-month FY26. The share of luxury segment sales in MMR has sharply climbed to 44% in the 9-month FY26, up from 31% in FY21 in terms of area sold, driven by an evolving consumer preference for larger premium homes. The luxury segment is expected to account for a dominant share of launches in FY26-27, while the mid-segment is likely to retain and a meaningful presence. We identify a shift to premium housing, so a mass and affordable housing roughly about above 1 crore has steadily shrunk as a proportion of total sales. Properties priced between 2 to 5 crores now dominate sales registration and accounting for the bulk of recent market momentum. Steady price appreciation is another attribute that we see in the current market. Record absorption and low inventory. The years to sell has hit a historic low, hovering around 1.2 to 1.4 years, indicating a robust year-end demand, outstripping the pace of new launches. Infrastructure as a catalyst. The market center of gravity is expanding considerably. Periphery and extended hubs such as Thane, Navi Mumbai, Mira Road are becoming hotspots. Enhanced connectivity through infrastructure, especially the Mumbai Trans Harbour Link and extended metro lines, has significantly boosted local property values. The sector witnessed a strong continuation of premiumization trends, with customers increasingly prioritizing quality of life, lifestyle experiences, wellness, convenience, and community-centric living environments. At Arcade, our approach has always centered around understanding customer aspirations and translating them into meaningful experiences. I would now like to hand over to our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Shamshed Shetty, to take you through the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Riti. Good evening, everyone. I'll now take you through some of our key operational highlights for the quarter. We achieved highest ever quarterly pre-sales of 303 crores for Q4 FY26, a growth of 40% on year-on-year basis, vis-a-vis 217 crores in Q4 FY25. The area sold during the quarter stood at 110,000 square feet, up 57% year-on-year as compared with 70,000 square feet in previous corresponding quarter. Collections for Q4 FY26 came in at 195 crores in Q4 FY26. The key operational highlights for the full year ended March 26 are as follows. We recorded pre-sale of ₹901 crores for FY26, a growth of 17% on year-on-year basis as against 773 crores in the previous corresponding year. The area sold during the quarter stood at 315,000 square feet, up 27% year-on-year over 249,000 square feet sold in the previous year. Collections for FY26 came in at 728 crores, registering a year-on-year growth of 2% from ₹716 crores in FY25. Now coming to our consolidated financial performance for the fourth quarter and full year ended 31st March 2025. Our revenue for Q4 FY26 stood at 199 crores, up by 48% compared to 134 crores in Q4 FY25. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 38 crores. The EBITDA margin for Q4 FY26 stood at 19.4%. Coming to the full year consolidated financials, revenue for FY26 stood at 828 crores compared to 695 crores in FY25. Reflecting a growth of 19.2% year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the period stood at 189 crores. The EBITDA margin for FY26 stood at 23.2%. Profit after tax for FY25-26 stood at rupees 5 crores, which is after giving the effect of exceptional item, which is a diminution in value of tenancy rights, of rupees 182 crores, and income tax provision of rupees 2 crores. Operationally, we witnessed strong performance in key business metrics, including pre-sales and area sold during Q4 FY26 as well as full year FY26. Our balance sheet remains healthy, providing us with flexibility to pursue growth opportunities while maintaining financial discipline. We remain confident in the long run outlook of the business and believe our strong fundamentals, discipline strategy, and execution capabilities position us well for the opportunities ahead. With that, I conclude my remarks and we may open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Manish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Hope you are doing
Manish, well. Please use your handset sir, mode. Your audio is not clear. Manish, please use your handset mode.
Is it clear now?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Hope you are doing good. So, I would like to know regarding the Filmistan one. So, when do we expect more clarity on the project, sir?
The project is under approvals currently, and we are looking at launching it by this year end, financial year end.
Okay. And my second query is regarding the EBITDA margin. The EBITDA margin, the profit margin, if you see from the last quarter, it is reduced. So going forward, what is the EBITDA margin that we are targeting, sir?
We are targeting around 25% margin.
So EBITDA margin, yeah, EBITDA margin is expected to stabilize around 27 to 28%. PAT margin, we are expected it will stabilize at around 18 to 19%.
EBITDA is 28%, 7 to 28%. You're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a follow-up question from the line of Manish, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, if no one is asking any queries, so I have one thing. What is the revenue guidance for the next 2-3 years, sir?
So projects are in pipeline. We have a pipeline of about 12,000 crores spread over next 5 to 6 years. So we expect about 20-25% growth year on year basis.
So you're saying 20-25% growth year on year basis means you are targeting 1,000, then 1,200 to 1,300 crores next year? 1,200 crores maybe?
Yes, next year should be more only because we are launching our Thane project this financial year. So it should have a good spike in the growth rate.
Okay, sir. And sir, how has the pre-sales been in the month of May? Consistently only.
They are a little slow because of the war impact and the fuel prices impact and the global economical situation.
No, so you are saying that because in Q4 we did around 40%. Sales growth, so pre-sales growth, so it's lesser than that or more than that?
No, it's definitely not more than that. It's not more than that, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And Q4 and Q1, like historically, Q4s are always showing better sales than the Q1 in real estate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Sorry, I've been new to Arcade, so apologies for asking silly queries.
Manish, you're through with your questions?
Yes, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Vishal Jain from Divita Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, is my voice clear?
Yes, Vishal, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good evening, sir. So I just had a single question regarding this dimension in value of tenancy rights as like 182 crores in this quarter. I just wanted to know if this value is just like a one-off or does it have a financial implication on the company or it's just an accountancy practice?
So it's a one-off. See, as we have explained in our presentation, you know, Filmistan acquisition was having two legs. One is the land acquisition which was 165 crores. And this was the tenancy rights, which was having acquisition cost of 183 crores. You know, as we filed for the demerger and we got the demerger order in March 26, the tenancy rights got demerged from Filmistan Limited and got merged to Arcade. So that 183 crores, which was the value of tenancy rights, has got diminished. So that's the one-off effect in our financials. So whatever we are considered in this year as a cost, so it will reduce the project cost for the Filmistan for going forward.
Okay, perfect. That helps. Thank you. That was my only question. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on their phone. We have a question from the line of Heath Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, so I had a question regarding the future revenue growth. So I wanted to know the 12,700 CR revenue that from the upcoming projects. Approximately how many years will it take to get all the 12,000 odd crores to get recognized in the books?
It should be done in around 6 years.
In 6 years.
That's what okay. We are targeting it.
Okay. So, sir, one question. Mr. Samshir said that we are targeting a growth of approximately 25%. So, based on the growth of 25% in 6 years, the total revenue recognized hardly as per the financials of this year, adding the 25% every year, it hardly the combined revenue of next 6 years goes to 5,000 to 6,000 CR. So are we seeing any exponential growth in any year coming in next 2 to 3 years that the
Thane and Filmistan projects and other two cluster redevelopment projects will make the growth exponential.
Okay, so
at cumulative basis, if you do the workings, it should be around that figure in 6 to 7 years.
Okay,
cumulative
okay.
Compounding factor, if you calculate, you know.
Yeah, I am asking based on the compounding, based on my calculation as per compounding factor only. So based on compounding factor, if we add 25% revenue growth each year, in next 5 to 6 years, the total combined revenue for next 6 years reaches almost 5,000 to 6,000 CR. So that was my question, because if we don't see any exponential growth, then based on 25% growth, 25% CAGR, the total reaches to almost 5,000 to 6,000 CR. So that was my question.
This 25% was someone asked the next year's growth rate, you know. So cumulatively, okay. If you see 27, we may do 20-25%. But once this Filmistan and Thane contribute for full year, that will have an exponential growth, like FY 28, FY 29.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Jain for closing comments. Over to you.
Yes. So we thank all the participants for joining the conference call. Thanks.
Thank you. On behalf of Arcade Developers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.